Hello, this is Andy for Birthday Cake for Breakfast. I'm here with Mutiny on the Bounty. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
Cool. So you guys are not only the first international band we've interviewed, but the first people from Luxembourg that I've actually interviewed as well, so that's pretty cool. So if I can start like from your current lineup and how you guys began, because this current lineup, it's not the original lineup, is it? What's the story behind this current lineup between you guys?
There was another bass player, another guitarist. They left the band, both at the almost the same time. No.
No.
Yeah. Pretty much. Like, yeah. Within 3 months. Yeah. Something like that.
And so I was living with Sasha, in a community, and so they asked me if I wanted to join them. And so, as I wasn't in the band anymore, so I joined them. And yeah. So that's how I joined. And then we were looking for second guitar player, yeah.
And then I met Nicolas in Germany in a guitar shop.
What else?
And then he sent me an email. Hey, do you want to play with us? So I try the end of 2020, I think.
2010.
Yeah,
I think.
And it worked. So.
And he played, like, his first show was at the South by Southwest.
Yeah. So you started pretty much, like, straight in the deep end then. So how was that show for you, like, you know?
It was strange, really stressful.
Yeah.
So.
How is the new lineup working? How's that going for you guys?
Yeah, to be honest, like, I guess every band is telling in that, but for us, we really feel like it's the strongest lineup we ever had, because we get along so well musically, and like we're real friends. Like, I mean, we know each other for like 10 years or something like that. And with Clem, it was pretty natural. It went really fast, and within like 3 months, we were like really, really good friends. So it's just perfect.
Cool. So it's not your first time to the UK.
No.
Obviously, in the previous lineup, you've been to the UK a few times, and you're currently in the UK now on your current tour. How's the tour going so far?
Really good. Like, we started on this tour, we started like our first show was with Minus the Bear, so we played in front of a like good crowd and stuff, and yeah, it started really good. And yesterday we played Liverpool Sound City, which was good as well. I'm pretty sure it's going to be cool tonight as well. Tomorrow we're going to do like a video shoot with the guys from Beatcast, which we're looking forward to as well. And yeah, and we're going to come back in 2 weeks already. So yeah, we definitely like being in the UK and playing with amazing bands all of the time, and coming back.
And a good audience for this kind of music, to be honest. Because it's not, maybe not the case like everywhere we're going, but there are a lot of bands in this genre, like in the UK and everything, so it feels always good to play over here and meeting new friends.
Stemming on from that, the first record you released, Danger Mouth, that was through Big Scary Monsters, the UK label over here. They gave it the UK release, and through that, you've had like such, you know, label mates, as you were saying, Minus the Bear and Shapes and people like that, and Brontide. How did you hook up that deal with Big Scary Monsters?
We played a show in Guildford, I think.
It was Ashford.
Ashford, yeah. And we played with Meet Me in St. Louis, so we were very, very lucky. That was our first UK tour, and we played with so many good bands. And on this show, like, Kevin from BSM was on this show, actually, and he saw us, so we just had a chat. And as soon as our album was finished, we just sent it over to him, and yeah, and he was... He just brought the album out, so we had a label, and that was really cool, because BSM is really one of the best labels, I guess, for this kind of music in the UK. So we were really happy putting it out and coming back touring with those amazing bands. And like, for example, like guys from Shapes became like one of our best friends, and this is really, really great. This is like what music is all about, making friends all over Europe and the world.
I read, actually, was it during your last tour, Shapes helped you out with a specific gig?
Was
that?
Yeah,
one of our gigs got cancelled in the last minute. It was in Leicester, and we were playing with them, and they were happy to put up a show for us, last minute show, and it was
pretty much
great
in the day.
Yeah.
So it was good. Like we always hate like to have days off, and as well like when you're on tour it sucks, because when you've got days off you're losing money basically, and for like underground bands like us it's pretty tough to to lose money on one day actually.
Stemming on from that, how was the response to your guys' shows? Like, how was the response at the start of the tour, this current tour, and your previous tours? Because obviously you've come back quite a few times and you've got quite a following. How is the response to some of your new material as well?
Yeah, it's like, it's a different lineup, so it's a different record, different songs, but the response is very good. Like, people really enjoy the new songs, and yeah. I can't tell how it was when they played the older songs, but like the people are very into the songs we are doing right now, so it's great.
So your latest release as this current unit, Trials, that came out, was it the start of last year?
September last year.
The end of last year. How was the response to that album? Not just like obviously from around here, but in general, how was the response to that?
It was really good, actually. Like we put the album out on a new record label called Best Before Records, and they did like an amazing job. Like we had so many reviews in Rock Sound and Kerrang and NME and whatever, and like we got like really really good reviews, and kind of same for Europe. Like Visions magazine and some good magazines over there had like they wrote really good reviews for the album, so we were really lucky about that and really happy as well.
And what was the process behind that album? Am I right in thinking it was produced in the States?
Yeah.
Is that correct? Whereabouts was it produced, and how was that, the whole experience?
So basically, we played Danger Mouth for like 2 years. Like, we toured the album for 2 years. And we just started writing new songs after that because, yeah, it was like we were kind of fed up with the older songs. And it was at the same time that the guy is joined, so basically it gave a new perspective to the songwriting, and we began to experiment with a lot of effects and everything. So like basically the whole Trials album is kind of a moody album, like lots of atmospheres and lots of effects. And then we decided like we wanted to have a producer behind the desk, just to guide us in to do some new stuff. And we went to Seattle and recorded with Matt Bales. We recorded Mastodon and I know the Blood Brothers and Minus the Bear Botch. Yeah. And yeah, we stayed for like a month over there, and it was pretty hard work. That's about it, I guess.
Cool. So moving on forward, am I right in thinking you're working on new material?
Yeah.
So what can we expect from you guys for the rest of the year? Big question.
Yeah, it's always a big question. I don't know, as always, we try to not do the same thing that we did before. Our influence has changed a lot, as they always change. So we try to put in some new influences, some new ideas, and that's always hard to find the new way, the new kind of building and working on songs. And we had a pretty hard time with it, but I think it's we just had the right. Right, the click. I don't know how to say that in English, but
like a spark.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's going to be like for us, it's going to be pretty fun now working on new material, and it's going to go pretty much forward, and yeah, we'll see how many songs we can write and where it's going to go. But the ideal goal is to have a new album ready like end of the year or something. But we'll see, we're working on it. As like every time we're not on tour, the main goal is writing new songs.
That's excellent. Mutiny on the Batty, thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.